Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Roz Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
I can't believe it. We're already on the last show for 2015, Perletta. And what an incredible year this has been.
Time flies, Raj.
It sure does. I can't believe it. This year is almost over. And we have turned things upside down, inside out. We've challenged our existing belief systems about ourselves, others, and our world. We've traveled from our bodies to our minds, to our emotions, to our feelings, and to the very core of our existence. And of course, we have taken some deep dives into our spirituality, our religion, death, and the afterlife. Maybe we've even shaken up things and brought to the surface some of those things that were either taboo or just too risky to bring to the surface. Wouldn't you agree, Perletta?
Well, we've certainly done our best to do that, Raj. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is all fine and well, but now what? Well, 2016 is here, and we just can't afford to waste any more time in mere conversation or intellectual abstract ideas. It's really now time to pull it all together, pull together everything that we've learned and take it from the mind to the heart and out into the world. What is it that you would like to create in 2016? Put another way, how do you want your life to be in 2016?
Well, a lot of times when we have that conversation, Raj, we're focused, I think, on tasks to complete. You know, I want to get a new job. I want to make an extra, a certain amount of money. And I was just having this conversation because, you know, this is a part of the conversation that people have at the end of the year. It's like it's a new beginning, which is the wonderful part about the new year. And we celebrate, you know, the potential that's coming. And in some of my conversations, I've been amazed at how people are in a deeper level conversation about not necessarily creating more wealth or more, you know, physical desires in the world, but, you know, they're longing for something much more deep in terms of a connection with themselves or a connection with God or connection with others.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, we have an opportunity, I think, to create a greater sense of sacred connection to everything, which is wonderful.
Yes, this is it. This is our opportunity. And what we want to focus on today is if we want a whole new beginning, I mean, we really want it to be a new beginning, okay, and not just adding to whatever is already there. Because, you know, I think we're pretty good masters at dragging our past into whatever we do or even dragging our fears and self-doubts and all that good stuff into whatever it is as we're moving forward. So what we want to think about this morning is let's just unclutch from this mind maze, because that's what our mind looks like. It is like a maze. And so what do I really mean by this? Well, for one, we're so engrossed in our habitual way of being and thinking that it's just not going to take long before our fears and doubts from the past or our worries about the future are going to creep in and sabotage all the so-called goals that we set and any forward movement that we're going to make in 2016. So I want you to try this experiment by yourself today for just 10 minutes. After the show, just sit down with a paper and a pen, okay, and just write down whatever thought comes to mind verbatim. I want you to transcribe it exactly as you're thinking, and I don't want you to edit or suppress any thoughts. So there's no judgment. At the end of the 10 minutes, read what you just wrote just once, and you are going to be amazed because there is absolutely no logic in the way that thoughts form in your mind. For example, let's say you're walking down the street and you see a dog. So immediately you remember the dog you were either afraid of or maybe your pet that you had years ago. This then leads to some random thought about your childhood. Then the next thought is about one teacher in school or something. And it just goes on and on and on. And you can clearly see that there is no logical connection between the dog you just saw on the street and the teacher that you're thinking about. So what this exercise is going to it's going to show you is that your thoughts are just moving and drifting from one thing to another, from one emotion to another. And really, we can't call this thinking. What we're doing more of throughout our day, we're just associating. That's it. We're just associating. We see a stimuli, we see a trigger, and then we just associate it with whatever. And it's just do this exercise because it's really going to give you an understanding and transform the way you think about yourself, how you treat yourself and others. Because if we're doing it by association, we're really not rooted in reality. We're really not rooted in the present moment.
So how is that helpful in creating our goals and desires for 2016, Raj?
I'm sorry?
I said, how is that helpful, or what could it mean for creating our goals and desires and hopes for 2016 and letting go, unclutching from the present or 2015?
Well, I'm going to be getting to that. I'm so glad you asked, Perletta, because like I said, you know, when we usually set goals, and a lot of times we'll set New Year's resolutions, and by February, you know, you can even see the gyms, they get really full in January, and by February it's tapering off, and by March it's pretty much died down again, and they're back to their marketing, trying to get more clients in there. So what we want to do here, our goal here, is to unclutch, to understand our thought process, to really understand our own mind, so that when we do set our goals, when we set our objectives for our moving forward in time and space, that we are totally in a place of neutrality, of clear thinking, and also really delving into our real passion. That's why we're talking about this today. So if we go back to the way that our thoughts work, generally speaking, okay, most all of your thoughts are related to something about the past or the future. You cannot have thoughts about the present. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. You just simply cannot have thoughts about the present, because in the present moment, you can only have consciousness. You're just there. You're not having any thoughts about it. And if you notice, thoughts are either related to some joyful experience that you had in the past and you want to have that in the future, or it's about some painful experience that you had before and you don't want to have this experience again. And also, I want you to keep in mind, and especially after you do this exercise, it's going to make more sense to you what I'm talking about. Also, keep in mind that thoughts are not logically connected, and no thought is responsible for the creation of another thought. They just appear randomly, independently and illogically. Somehow we put it together, though, in our own little story. So how do we unclutch from this random stream of thoughts? I want you to imagine a car. Think of a car where we have to manually shift the gears, okay? We can change from first to second gear or second to third gear, but each time we have to, you know, press that clutch. Remember that? Have you ever driven a manual shift car, Perletta?
Yes, ma'am.
You have? I haven't. I've never learned how to drive one of those. How is that for you? Did you enjoy driving it? Because I know people that drive it absolutely love it.
Well, I didn't enjoy learning how to drive it, but yes, once I figured it out, they can be fun to drive for sure.
Yeah. I think it's like you feel like you're really participating in the driving. I think sometimes we're just sort of passively, you know, when we're driving an automatic shift, we're just more passive. But, you know, no matter what gear we change to, we have to pass through neutral every time. So what I'm saying is we have to depress that clutch. So this is what I'm talking about. It's the unclutch. We have to move through neutral before we can get into another gear. And the exact same thing applies to our thoughts. If we really notice there is a neutral space between thoughts, and that neutral space, that gap, is where there is total peace, there's newness, there's silence, there's consciousness, and this is where the reality is. It's not in our stream of thoughts. Now, when we transcend this need to attach onto our thoughts and take them as if they are reality, now you're going to be able to envision like that unclutching from the mind. You're actually going to be able to envision that. You're going to actually be able to feel it. Because this is when we are now rooted in the present moment, in the now moment, in that neutral space. And this gap between the thoughts is going to continue to extend and grow as you become more and more aware, you know, as you're able to actually experience this level of self-awareness and presence, we're going to understand that every single moment or any happening in our life is not associated with anything else. So even the very basics, like if you're sitting there eating or drinking something, or even, you know, when you do your work or you play. What you're going to start to notice is that every experience is independent. Just like every thought is independent, every experience is independent. So you could actually drink water 6 times a day, and it's not like you're just drinking the same water. It's something each time it is new and it is different. Because, see, the way that we're associating our thoughts in our mind, we're just used to experiencing it as the same. So this is when we start to feel bored. We start to feel things are just mundane and, oh, I need to do something else. Oh, my life is so boring now. But, you know, it is simply put, okay, it's never the same. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I'm sure you've heard, like, you can stand in the river and you can't stand in the same river twice. It's just like that. Life is new every moment, but our mind is the one that makes it seem repetitive because we associate everything and we think that that's reality. So, you know, at this time, you may be asking yourself, just like Perletta said, you know, well, I understand what you're saying, but what the heck does this have to do with a brand new year, 2016, right around the corner? What does this have to do with what we want to create? And how is this going to lead to living life powerfully? I just don't get it, Raj. Perletta, do you have any thoughts around, I mean, have you ever had this experience of where you've been in the gap between your thoughts?
No. That's not that I can recall in this moment. I am curious about the question. As you were speaking, I was thinking about this idea of, okay, my desire is to create less busyness for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take what you just discussed and turn that into, you know, an experience or an opportunity for me to create less busyness from a very practical standpoint? How do I do that?
Okay. So you're going to be able to answer that question yourself. It's, you know, I cannot answer that question for you, but I believe that, you know, because when things clear up for us, you know, the answers come from within. So I'm going to tell you a little story here. And this is how bird hunters would trap birds. Okay. So what they would do, this was way back when in India, the way that they would trap birds is, they would find two trees and they would tie this rope from one tree to the other. And in the middle, they would tie this stick that sat horizontal to the ground, like parallel to the ground, okay? So imagine this rope tied to two trees with a stick right in the middle, okay? And this stick was not very long, just, you know, maybe like couple of feet long or something like that. And so what a bird would do is when a bird would come and sit on that branch, it would get, you know, the weight of the bird would cause the stick to like completely turn over. So now imagine the bird is hanging upside down, right? As soon as the bird is hanging upside down, it grasps the stick even harder. So now it's stuck. But it's afraid to let go because it's hanging upside down. It's almost like, you know, the bird just is so confused and it just hangs on for dear life. It doesn't know that if it just lets go, it'll turn back over and it'll be able to fly. And so the hunter would come leisurely after 4 or 5 hours, see the bird just grasping on for dear life, and there he has it. He has the bird trapped. So the bird literally, you know, lost its life just because it could not let go. It was so scared because it was upside down. Okay, and in the same way, we are so invested in hanging on to our old thoughts and patterns that unless we learn to let go of them, we will drag all the previous experiences and limitations. Everything we've done before, we're going to just bring it right into 2016. I don't care how many goals we set. Yeah, we may achieve some of them, and we may achieve maybe a part of them, but somewhere all that stuff is going to creep in. We're just going to either recreate more of the same in a different way, or we're going to justify our limitations and accept it as reality. And a lot of times, then we get complacent. And complacency is, that's it. Once we get into complacency, I mean, we're done. I mean, it'll kill any forward movement. So we're either going to over-identify with who we think we are, or we're going to under-identify with our strengths or real power, or we're just simply going to slide into, yeah, complacency. Because it just seems like too much work to try to do anything different. It's like, oh boy, there we go again. I know that happens to me. I continue to experience that in certain areas of my life at certain times, and I have to literally take that awareness and be like, nope, you know, keep those goals in mind. You know, this is just the old stuff coming in. So just to become so aware at the thought level will allow you that even if you slide back into it, as you begin to set your goals for 2016, or maybe you already had something in mind, that you are going to be able to see what's happening, why it's not working, why you're not able to stick to your resolutions, and you're going to be able to turn it around. So really, our objective is to help you get into the neutral mode, neutral territory, that space, and really do some perhaps deep soul searching, or, you know, just maybe just self-reflection about what it is that you really want to create and how you want to implement it, and then bringing your vision and desires to fruition without the past and future bogging you down. Simply put, creating your powerful life now. Now. The time is here, and the only thing missing is you, the whole beautiful you. Just like the bird that sits on that stick to be trapped, we are also trapped in our own minds. We're trapped in our own thoughts. And letting go of the way that you think it is, the way you think that it was, and the way that you think it will be, you know, just seeing the uselessness of this pattern of thinking is the first step to your creative process. This is the first step. And we've got between now and next Friday to really do this, to do some self-reflection, to really go inside and look at our whole process. So that this time when we set our goals, you know, when you set those New Year's resolutions, they're going to be done in a very different way perhaps than you've ever done them before. And as you move forward, it's going to be much more solid. It's not going to be like, oh, let me just do this, you know, just for the heck of it. And then you give up.
I have to say that so, one of the things that I really appreciate about this time of year is the opportunity to reflect, you know, to step back from what you talked about, the way that we tend to run patterns and habits, and to really give birth to another aspect of ourselves. Like, at least for me, when, you know, the end of the year comes, it almost feel like I'm pregnant with this other, with this new idea or the concept of being more than I was before, you know. And I think that relates on some level to the human potential, which we all have, to expand and to grow and to be more than we were. And so that's the beauty, the opportunity that exists at this time of year, to step out of the old and to create something anew over and over again. I love it.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, and although it feels like it's new, but usually it doesn't stay new for long, right? Because all this other stuff comes in. So we want to keep it new.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm speaking to is new is not the goal itself, because that may change, but it's the potential mm-hmm. that exists in each of us that we haven't realized. That's always there. And it doesn't fade.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the next step that I want to talk about is you know, because it's really difficult for us sometimes to be in the unknown. So it's really to get comfortable with this newfound space of neutrality and silence. Sometimes that's really hard. So to trust this no mind experience, to be patient with whatever shows up, to just be without any judgment or criticism of what is showing up. So there's got to be a total acceptance and surrender, you know, of what is. just surrender what was. And then the next step is to actually feel it in your body. So staying out of your head and just allow the feelings to carry you. Just trust these feelings. How does it feel within your body, within yourself? You know, fall in love with this process. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't get attached to the rewards. Because once you can fully feel this experience, now it's time to move to the next step. And this is the next step, is then to solidify this mind, body, soul experience into a vision that helps you step into your real passion, into your true passion, and continue the creation process to finally be able to manifest what you've been longing for. You know, this is now where you are able to design your own destiny. So in summarizing this, I just want to point out a couple of really important points. I know that I've emphasized trust as a basic precursor to this process. And I would invite you again to trust the automatic intelligence which is in you, because beyond the mind and the thoughts awaits this loving intelligence, wisdom, and connection. And also to be able to raise your awareness to the thought level will allow you to bypass many of the obstacles, namely past and future, all those fears, those self-doubts, so that you can confidently step into this neutral space with complete transparency, authenticity, clarity. I love what Henry David Thoreau says. He says, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. So for 2016, I invite you to envision yourself in a newer, more expansive, wiser version of yourself, doing what brings you the utmost in joy, peace, well-being. Create your new goals from this vantage point. You know, and we are truly looking forward to another year of helping to bring you closer to living your life authentically and powerfully. We are eternally grateful to you, our listeners, for allowing us to be a part of your life journey. And with that, I'm just going to thank you so much for tuning in. Please feel free to connect with us via email at pearlrajradio, PearlRajRadio @gmail.com. And be sure to like our Facebook page, Living Life Powerfully. Stay true to yourself. Stay empowered. Be authentic. See you next year.
Have a fantastic and amazing day.